It is for the local law tentative number 2 of 2024 related to cannabis.
So the proposed local law has been submitted to you. It's on your portal. I would say Jen's done an outstanding job with drafting that. I have sent it to a contact at Office of Cannabis Management. They're short staff. They've had a lot of turnover in their legal department, but they said that, you know, they were going to take a cursory review. They did say a comment to us was, you know, they thought that everything looked in order, because obviously Jen was very thorough, Jen and Craig, in terms of going through to make sure it addressed each of the issues under the new state law. And their comment to us was we'd be on essentially the cutting edge. They haven't heard from many other counties, or we're aware of at least one other city that is looking at it, but there's not many that are this far ahead. And they also commented that, you know, it'll be probably August before they get their draft model local law for us, but this seems to be in line. So presenting it for your review. Recommending adoption, obviously.
To review it, right?
Yeah, so this would be...
Today's vote is to adopt it, to review it.
For presenting. So, and for newer legislators, so if any changes were proposed, you would either have to do it today, or you would have to, or it would delay the process again because you are presenting the local law as drafted. Then next month, there will be a public hearing on that local law and adoption. It's a 2-month process because it's a local law. But if there are any changes, it starts the clock back over.
So if we have any questions regarding it, we should ask today.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I have a question.
Go ahead.
Please.
I'm just curious, as far as the law enforcement agency that's going to be overseeing this local law, I know the sheriff had presented something and he had wanted his department to oversee it. So I'm a little confused on, you know, and I read it since Jen sent it out. Who's overseeing the criminal part of this?
There really is no criminal part, and the criminal part is addressed towards the end, where it starts off with a process of, we're going to tell you to shut down and stop doing what you're doing, and we're going to check on you in 10 days, Langdon, weights and measures. And when that doesn't happen, then we're going to take you to court. We're going to get a court order that's going to shut you down. And that's when the criminal aspect could possibly start, because at that point, the sheriff's office with the court order will serve them like they do with any other court order, and escort Langdon at that point in time. But it's down the road. How the law was drafted by the state is it kind of gives them the chance to close on their own, follow up, close on their own. If not, then the court gets involved. And then if that doesn't work, then law enforcement starts to get involved with serving and getting them out of there.
So when law enforcement is involved in any case, it's the sheriff department and not the local police department.
It can be either.
Yeah,
or state police. It depends on where it is.
Not local police department.
It could be. If it's the Village of Bath and Village of Bath wants to provide law enforcement to Langdon, it can be. So, you know, it's drafted in the sense that you could be someplace where there aren't local police. You know, let's say one opens up in, I don't know, Rathbone, where we know they don't have police, you're going to want the state police or the sheriff's office. So it's drafted in a way that you can have both, all, it just
doesn't need to be specified in the law.
No, because everything that needs to be specified is the civil procedure and inspection portion of it, which is weights and measures, which I think we talked about last, is our only really inspect agency that has an inspection duty. And they are willing to take it on. So it's that civil process, and it's really the purpose from, in speaking with OCM from the webinars we attended, it's really those fines that are the hammer. It's not the law any potential law enforcement activity. It's the fact that it's going to be 10 grand a day if you violate that.
So if there's a sticker store in Corning and they have violated under the law, then it's a verbal agreement between the Corning Police Department and the sheriff?
No, No, it would be coordinated. It has to be coordinated with OCM as well, because OCM may decide to assist when it comes in. So it might be the state police. There's a coordination aspect to all of this with all local law enforcement, whether it's local, county, state, and OCM up in Albany. There's
OCM coordinated.
Yeah, you have
the
to,
ones that
we don't know yet. That's why we're kind of on the cutting edge. We have to let them know before we proceed that we're going in case they're already in the process of proceeding with the state police and the AG's office.
Or for, and I don't anticipate it in our cases, but maybe in New York City or the more populated areas, we have to let OCM know because to make sure that it's not a store that is about to receive, that has received or about to receive an official license.
Yes.
So we have to let them know. They, and that's where the coordination piece comes in, but we can very quickly, if you adopt very quickly, work with weights and measures in terms of, okay, the first process of serving notice. And then, you know, if they don't really immediately stop, then it's talking, then it's the civil process in court.
And from previous communication with the sheriff's department, I remember they wanted to take control over this. Am I correct when I say that?
The draft local law that was sent had the sheriff's office in control of that. The only other verbal feedback I received from OCM, because I sent that to them along with ours, is, and I'm quoting them, as they said, that draft local law from the Sheriff's Association was was heavy-handed in law enforcement involvement. And they again said this is a civil process until it gets to the criminal part at the end, where if the door is padlocked and the owner comes in, cuts the padlock, that's a crime.
Yeah,
because I guess my only thought was, is if the sheriff department wants to take responsibility for that, why wouldn't we want to just hand it over to them?
Because they do not do civil inspections.
Yeah.
And from the webinar and everything, we have to view it like a health inspection, like in our case, because we're not a full service health department. The state does that in our case for us, but there are many counties that are full service health departments. It's a civil inspection to see if they're operating a licensed business.
Is that illegal for the sheriff department to do, a civil inspection?
It's not in their job duties under statutory. It's just not something that they do, where that is Langdon and Weights and Measures jobs. They go in and say, show me your license and certification for this gas pump. It's the same thing on the civil level.
It's legal.
Right. And it's the same on his level, because when they don't have it, Langdon then contacts our office. We send out a letter, which is similar to this, with an order to stop. When they don't comply, Langdon contacts our office. We commence a court proceeding. It's very parallel to what he already does.
And I have asked I sent out an email to all our counties, all the counties in the state on our listserv, and asked if anyone was designating a law enforcement agency, specifically a sheriff's office, to do this. And I've received zero responses that anyone is doing that. They're designating their health departments or some other consumer affairs protection, because it is a civil inspection.
Cities are doing code enforcement.
Would it be accurate to say that, given that it is a civil inspection that Weights and Measures is doing, that it almost opens the door to get you to that point where it could become a criminal matter a little bit faster? I mean, the sheriff just can't walk inside one of those stores and just start looking around. Is that right?
I mean, he could as a layperson, but as a sheriff, you need what's called a warrant if you're going in for purposes of a criminal investigation. Yeah.
Other terms. Yeah. But this almost opens the door to help us get these things taken care of, maybe a little faster.
I think it will be.
I think we have to approach it that way. We need to take a positive look on this. And if Langdon has the ability to go in and inspect, and we find that they're not operating legally, then we start the process.
Then it starts the civil process, which will require some involvement with law enforcement, some coordination that, hey, we found this. It'd probably be an email that goes out to a number of different agencies. And then we go through the process as dictated by local law and state law.
And I agree with that statement. I agree that, you know, the Department of Weights and Measures should have that opportunity to do what you just said, go in and do the inspection. But I guess my thought is, we have a department, the sheriff department, who wants to take ownership in taking care of some of the criminal aspects of it. rather than our local police departments. And I think there's some gray area when you say there's got to be some coordination between OCM and the local police department and state police when we have a law enforcement agency, the sheriff's department, who really wants to take control. Couldn't we specify in the law that the sheriff's department would be the law enforcement agency in charge?
We can, but that kind of pigeonholes us. I mean, we just kind of left it open. And I would think that the first call would be probably to the sheriff's office from Langdon to coordinate this. But, you know, what if they're down? What if they're on a call someplace else and there's a scheduled time to go in? Like, we just left it general as the state law has a local law enforcement agency so that we're not pigeonholed into one.
And OCM may and OCM may want the state police to do it. If we call OCM and they said that's on our radar already and state police are going to respond, you know, that could be another eventuality too. Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah. Coordinated.
Okay. All right.
And I think it comes to, I agree with you. I'd rather see the sheriff, just like Jen said, it'd probably be the first call, but I also think it might end up making it quicker. Like you said, if the sheriff's busy, they call Corning PD and say, hey, can you meet us there?
Yeah. Well, my whole thought is why put this on a local police department with, you know, just adding more work when we have a law enforcement agency that says, hey, give it to us. You know, we'll take care of it. So that's my thought behind all this.
So I understand in the city, like the city of Corning can pass their own local law. City of Hornell and city of Corning, as you could, if you read this carefully, can preempt us with their own local law. So
if they choose,
and then ours is moot. So I would hope that they would put local law enforcement and let the sheriff help if needed with local law enforcement and keep it open as well, so that we're all working together, because I think that's all the same goal.
Yeah, we're not compelling the local law enforcement.
Hilda has a question.
So where does the DA fit in this?
At the very end of this, so they made it a new crime that at the very end, if every effort to get these people close has not worked, and Langdon goes out with law enforcement and padlocks it, if the padlock gets broken, that gets referred to the DA. That's the portion, it's the DA, because that's a new penal law. So when you read it at the very end, there's a referral to the DA if there's a crime at the end.
Well, go ahead. Isn't there also conditions for if products that are available that are, or any other minors, a potential sale to a minor is witnessed, or there's weapons or anything like that, those could be referred by Langdon to the sheriff's office or the district attorney?
That's partially, I think, my rationale too, why wouldn't we discussing this with Langdon or somebody that's code enforcement? Because if you put law enforcement in there in charge and they see a crime, you know, then you've got an issue of they're in there for a civil reason, but they needed probable cause and saw it themselves. And you put law enforcement in a bad position to then be the arresting agency and do affidavits because they used the civil as a prerequisite to get in there. If you keep that person neutral, Langdon comes out and says, oh my God, I saw all these guns, he can do an affidavit to the DA and to the sheriff's office, who then can get a warrant because there's probable cause with an eyewitness and they're not tangled up as an eyewitness.
So I thought, and somewhere I had read that OCM was also targeting the owners of the property to find them so that would hurry up and get some of these sticker stores closed. I didn't see, unless I missed it, and it's very long. Do we have anything in the local law about the owner of the property?
Yes, mm-hmm. We do. With that, there's new laws with regard to eviction and putting them on notice. And if they don't take care of the person that's in there, if they're a tenant, you can go after the landlord. It's in there. It's real property law. Article 7 is referred to, and that's what they've amended at the state, that you can go after the owner if they're not doing their job, and we have some sort of finding against a tenant, and they get fined as well.
Jeff?
Yes.
I think part of the confusion is there's a distinction between civil law and criminal law. This local law is the civil law. What we are presented and what we are told by the sheriff and the DA in previous meetings was the state police were ready. They were encouraging them to get moving forward. They're ready. Well, that doesn't fit this type of law. This is a civil law, and it's a civil matter that's handled by weights and measures. My concern is, are the weights and measures people comfortable doing this? Because
yes,
these aren't the same type of people that have a meat scale that might be an ounce off. I mean, no, these are a different.
It's different. Langdon has some stories about some of the people who operate various scales. I mean, they go into almost every business in this county at some point. So they've had some confrontations, but we've had lengthy discussions with Langdon, and Langdon said, yeah, absolutely, we can take it on. I mean, at the moment, we're talking it. Obviously, everyone is a scourge, but we're talking a handful at most at the moment. Now, who knows what else pops up? But I think once word, if you adopt this, once word gets shown that this is serious and people start getting fined $10,000 a day, that's pretty serious hammer.
Okay.
If he's concerned for any reason, could he have enforcement of
it? Yeah, just like, and I think we talked about it at our last meeting, anytime any of your other agencies that go into tricky situations, whether it be DSS, mental health, public health at times, you know, if they're probation, even though they, you know, carry tasers, they have the ability to request law enforcement backup. Yeah, sure.
Jeff,
go ahead.
Yeah. So I also want to say that, you know, there's other pieces that go along with this. It's not just the local law, right? We need to be able to respond right away to the submittal of a complaint, right? And Jen and Jack have already taken the steps of getting the mechanisms in place of how does a county resident submit a suspicious store for investigation, right? You got to think of it from beginning to end. And so we've already taken these steps. And isn't there also a potential training or some information that Weights and Measures would be made available via OCM so yes. They could get a little bit more comfortable about what licenses they need to be looking for, right? So
yes.
Those things have already started or at least are underway in terms of the conversations and to get them signed up for trainings.
Yep. Yeah.
So all these things are being done, right? It's on us now to say, the local law is going to do what we want it to do, which is eventually shut down these sticker stores from operating, you know, without a license. And so that's where the financial hammer, I think, is being referenced, is going to be the way to shut it down.
Yeah.
So I commend, you know, Jack and Jen for getting this thing, like you heard, first in the state to this point.
Yeah. Thank you. And to just further that point by, you know, we're putting the wheels in motion behind the scenes so that if you adopt this, again, today would be presentation, next month would be adoption, that the public tip link for the county website is live, ready to go the day that you adopt it. So that, and Weights and Measures is ready to roll that day at the end of August, should you adopt it.
I think the biggest roadblock will be the responsiveness of OCM.
Yeah. We have to give them 10 days. So we gave them what will be effectively like 40 days. So we send it early. But according to the law, it doesn't go into effect after you adopt it for 10 days. So OCM has a right to chime in. But
no, I mean, once adopted and approved by them, if he's going to do an inspection, you have to check with OCM first.
No. Just to back up a little bit, they don't have to approve this local law. If they don't come back to us and then we wait 10 days, we're on our own. We don't have to wait for them. They have a mechanism in place. So we get a tip on the tip line, which will be on the website, that we believe somebody believes they're operating illegally. All he has to do is check their licensing. They have a website link to make sure that these people that were just tipped on do not have a valid license. It's a short turnaround, but it's to make sure there's not a license in process or pending or something.
Do have, and my understanding is OCM is trying to staff up. We do have the, for those of you who are around for a while, the former governor's regional representative is now a senior something at OCM. So we have his contact. So should we have something, it'll be a text or an email to him that we are going to proceed against this, you know, just to give them proper notice and all
okay.
of that.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Is there any other questions?
If not, I have another question.
Yep, go ahead.
Police officer or peace officer? Peace officer relates to any law enforcement?
It's peace officers can carry. So some of our designations of our people are peace officers. So it's just the designation, like a corrections officer.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a state designation. That's how the state proposed it. I think that just gives leeway for availability of license to carry.
Does the state have the right to change some of the wording in this and come back at us with like an edited form or
could? Yeah, they could. I mean, is a lot of it is I cut and pasted the statute. So if they want to change it, it's their own language. A lot of it, I'd say 70% of it is their language, almost just inserting county instead of city and Steuben instead of, so it's a lot of it's their language.
Okay. Just to clarify, I don't mean to continue on this, but I want to make sure, I sure don't want to go back to Corning and find out, you know, we just unloaded on our police department some additional work, that the police officer designation in here could be anyone, based upon who OCM thinks best. Am I correct when I say that?
It's not OCM thinks best. It's going to be location, availability. If OCM's involved, then the state police are going to show up. There's a lot of factors.
Like Jen said, this will be all new. So we'll have to see how it plays out. But okay. I would anticipate that the first call from Langdon would be to the sheriff's office. Okay. We would also notify OCM if OCM then steps in and says, oh, we already got the state police on it. Okay, that's fine, but
that's good. And that's what I wanted to hear.
Yeah.
So basically, it's whoever is available.
Yeah.
There is no restriction on which law enforcement agency assists.
Do local law enforcement, are they able to just decline?
I think
that's Joe's concern is, hey, we just say to...
At the time when Langdon would need assistance in this, it'd almost be like responding to any type of call that law enforcement would respond to. If it's in the city of Corning and city of Corning says we're not available and one of the sheriff's deputies says we're right down the road,
yeah,
then you'd respond that way.
It's not going to be an emergency response. It's right. Going to be
it's a plan
behind the scenes. This is the 10th day. And last time I was there, I felt uncomfortable. So I would like... the sheriff's office to, well, we're short staffed that day. Okay, we'll call the state police, or it's going to be a coordinated date in the future that's going to be on the books.
Yeah. And I hope you understand my concern. First of all, both of you have done a great job on this. And I read it all weekend and it's great, well put together, answers a lot of questions. Like I said earlier, my main concern was so much we have one law enforcement agency saying, hey, give it to us. And, another one who probably, I don't know if they don't want it or not, but I sure don't want to dump all this extra work on them when we got one saying we want it. So that's my concern.
Sure.
Okay. Is there any other questions? All right. Do we have a motion?
Motion. Anna.
Do we have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Carries. Motion to adjourn.
Motion.
Motion, Potter.
Second.
Okay.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.